This morning, we had some very deep readings, didn't we? Again, welcome back, preschoolers. Welcome, welcome. You're always good. Good to have you here. Students, employees, praise God. I like to see how many more. I like this. More people, the better for Mass and our family. I want to ask you about what was going on in the first reading. The first reading was the book of Exodus. It's the second book in the whole Bible. There's something you might have heard, a pretty important word in there. And it was about an animal. What's your hint? What do you remember? What do you think? Well, let's think of this. It's sometimes in our lives today, you might have an animal like this on a farm. Not the old cow or steer or bull, but something younger. Okay, what do you think?
A donkey.
It's a good guess. What do you think?
A dove?
Nope. You're similar. Think of on a farm. Yeah, what do you think? A rooster. We need one of those for my class, I think, sometimes. A cat. Ding, ding, ding. A cat. So you know a calf is the little one of a cow. Do you know what they were doing in the Old Testament in Exodus? So this wasn't a real animal. This was something they made out of gold and silver. Do you know?
They were worshiping it.
Can you imagine if you guys went outside and worshiped and prayed to a calf or a cow? Like getting on your knees, praying to an animal? That'd be a little weird and wrong. What they actually did was they were losing their belief in God. They just came out of Egypt. What happened with Egypt? Do you remember Egypt? How did they get out of Egypt? Yeah, go ahead.
They were slaves there.
They were slaves there? Yep. Then God gave Moses to bring them home. Yep. And what did he go through? Do you know any kindergartners at home? Or preschoolers? How did they get out of Jesus? Or how did they get out of Egypt? Yep, what do you think? You guys are almost kindergartners. What do you think? What did they go through out of Egypt? Yep. To the promised land. Wow. Yes, what else? What was the big thing? It was a big ocean kind of thing. That's correct too. The bad king didn't like young boys. Yeah, right, because they were gonna. What else? What did they get through? You ever heard that God actually opened like a path so that they wouldn't get wet? What did he do? Where'd they go? What? He walked where?
He walked
all the way
to the other side.
The other side, the Red Sea. A big lake, mountain, like an ocean. And they went through. And so God saved them. God saved everybody. And then Moses is gone for about 40 days. And where did the people come right back? They worship something that's not God. A calf. They took silver and gold and they made an image to worship it. Okay, we've been reminding in our parishioners at Masses that we have to put something else in our life. Who has to be number one in our life? Who is it? I'm going to ask preschoolers on this one because you guys are getting smart. What's number one in our life? What do you think?
Yep.
The earth. What's number one in our life?
God.
God is number one. He's the best. You preschoolers, do you believe that God is number one? I only heard one voice. Is God number one, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of kind of quiet. Yeah. Crazy. God is number one. If you're putting something before God, that's not good. They were worshiping something that was not God. And during Lent, it's a time for us to think, how can we make God number one? One way to do it, come to church, come to Mass. That's why we're here. We're here to be with each other. We're here to be with Jesus. We're here to pray so that we can put God number one in our lives. So please stand and we'll offer our prayers.